Something Borrowed, Someone Dead, an Agatha Raisin Mystery by M.C. Beaton, read by Penelope Keith. The recession was biting deeper into private detective Agatha Raisin's finances. The bread-and-butter work of her agency, the divorces, missing teenagers, even missing dogs and cats, was drying up, as people preferred to go to the police for free help, and men and women in unhappy marriages opted to wait before paying Agatha to find proof of evidence for divorce. Her agency staff consisted of two young people, Tony Gilmore and Simon Black, as well as retired policeman Patrick Mulligan, elderly Phil Marshall, and secretary Mrs. Friedman. Despite the hard times, Agatha could not bring herself to lay any of them off. She spent more time at her cottage in the village of Carsley in the Cotswolds, smoking, drinking gin and tonic, and playing with her cats, Hodge and Boswell. Her ex-husband, James Lacey, who had the cottage next door, wrote travel books and was often absent. Her police detective, Bill Wong, was too busy to call, and her other friend, Sir Charles Fraith, had not called on her for over a month. So one sunny morning, instead of going into the office, she trudged up the road to the vicarage to pay a call on her closest friend, Mrs. Bloxby, the vicar's wife. The two women were in sharp contrast. Mrs. Bloxby wore old-fashioned lady clothes, drooping skirts and blouses in summer and washed-out woollens in winter. She had brown hair, mild eyes, and very beautiful hands. Agatha had bear-like eyes in a round face. She had very good skin and glossy brown hair worn short. Her figure was quite good, apart from a rather thick waistline, and her legs were excellent. "Come in, Mrs. Raisin," she said. "I've just made some coffee. We can have it in the garden." Both women addressed each other by their second names, a practice once used by the now defunct Ladies' Society. Agatha sat in a chair in the sunny vicarage garden. Behind the garden wall lay the church graveyard, old mossy tombstones reminding one detective in her early 50s that life was fleeting.